The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus was teaching in a synagogue on the Sabbath, and a woman was there who for 18 years had been crippled by a spirit. She was bent over, completely incapable of standing erect. When Jesus saw her, he called to her and said, "Woman, you are set free of your infirmity." He laid his hands on her, and she at once stood up straight and glorified God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, said to the crowd in reply, "There are 6 days when work should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day." The Lord said to him in reply, "Hypocrites, does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his ass from the manger and lead it out for watering? This daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years now, ought she not have been set free on the Sabbath day from this bondage?" When he said this, all his adversaries were humiliated, and the whole crowd rejoiced at all the splendid deeds done by him. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, one might argue that St. Luke, he just, you know, didn't have the understanding of science or medicine that we have today, right? So, of course, he's going to attribute this physical impediment to something spiritual, right? A crippling spirit. Interesting, though, Luke was a physician. And then our Lord himself goes on to say, this woman was bound by Satan in this way. My brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus Christ came to set us free from bondage. I one time had a lady come to me, and she said, "Father, I am the fourth woman in my family, fourth mother in a row, to have my first child out of wedlock." She said, "Father, every single one of us said, I would never do what my mom did. All right, it's the last thing I would ever want to do." She said, "Father, I can't help but think this is actually something spiritual. And I want to renounce it if it is. I don't want this visited upon my daughters." I met with a family one time. Their son had taken his life. And this guy had everything to live for. And people were shocked by it. And I sat down with his mom and dad, and his dad said, "Father, I've struggled with suicidal thoughts my entire life. My dad took his life. One of my brothers killed himself." And this man's sister says, "I've struggled in the same way." And I couldn't help but think, I don't think this is merely genetic, right? Something is plaguing this family. One time a lady came to me and she said, "Father, I am crippled by fear. I am paralyzed by it. Will you say deliverance prayers for me just in case this is spiritual?" My brothers and sisters, I am one who says we don't want to attribute too much to the evil one, without a doubt. I think we live in an age in which we attribute very little to him. And it's important that we ask our Lord, "Jesus, is there any way that I personally am being held in bondage? Is there freedom you want to bring to my life that I've just been attributing to something natural, genetic? Anxiety, depression, fear, perfectionism, maybe even a physical ailment like this woman for 18 years. She probably had given up hope that there could be anything to set her free." We ask our Lord Jesus Christ to fulfill the reason he came in our lives, for freedom.